This is a production of Memberchair Media, a ministry of TWR. It's copyrighted and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again. This is Brent with Paul, and we're starting to bring to close over the next couple of times our series on sexual wholeness. And we kind of call these last few sessions, So Now What?
So now that you've made my life uncomfortable for this many weeks, so now what? If you're sitting there and you've realized that there's a difficulty, you've admitted it to yourself, you've looked over your past, you've begun to talk to people in your life about, hey, I really struggle in this area. So now what? What do I do next? Real practical stuff. When anytime we try to change any kind of behavior, if there's something that I don't like doing, key thing, it's three P's. You change your playgrounds, your playmates, and your playthings. Playgrounds, playmates, and playthings. Which means in all practical purposes, you know what? You don't go to the places that are dangerous for you. If the computer's a dangerous spot, don't go there. Or only go there with accountability. Going there with only going to a secure website or a family safe website, or having someone be there with you when you go on, or don't go on at all. If there's a certain part of town that's dangerous for you, where you've done things in the past or attempted to do things in the past, don't go there. So, changing the playgrounds, playmates. For some people, there's certain individuals that we hang out with that aren't that good for us. Maybe they're someone who we initially tried to witness to, but their lifestyle's witnessing more to us than our lifestyle's witnessing to them. We stop being around them for a period of time. We stay away from the people who could be enforcing a lifestyle that's causing harm, and replace those people with people who can help us to change, who can help us to grow. Maybe that's some of the people that you've talked with. And changing playthings. You know, playthings are the things that we may have that are causing us to stumble, getting rid of those things. You know, I work with people who have tapes in their house or magazines in their house or have taken images off the internet and burned them onto a CD. Getting rid of those things. I need to get rid of my playthings. I need to get rid of the things that are causing me harm. Taking them, throwing them out. And if you think, oh, well, if you start looking for the excuses, oh, well, it's a good tape. Or, oh, well, it's a good CD. I'll just clean off the CD and use it for something else. Maybe you're not ready yet. Get to the place where you say, you know what, no matter what the cost, I'm going to get rid of these things so I don't continue to do it. That'd be one of the first steps.
Yeah, on a similar light, I think, you know, there's a wide range of behavior in the world today. And even within a specific religious community, there's a wide range of what is appropriate behavior. And I think you have to stop and you have to ask yourself and you have to ask your spouse, is this appropriate for us?
Right.
Because it may not be. And if it isn't, don't spend your time wishing it were so.
Right.
Adjust. I mean, that's one of the things that's going to say to a spouse that you're committed to making changes. If you're committing to changing some of your attitudes about things, and it's part and parcel of your dialogue with that person, that will speak reams of information.
Absolutely.
Support.
And it's getting to the place where you say, I'm not going to negotiate it anymore. I'm not going to try to get my way. I'm ready to do whatever it takes. Remember, I worked with a kid one time who was struggling with substance abuse, and his parents said this was it for him. They were going to send him away to a program out of town. And he was begging and crying, and I'll do anything. And I've kind of become jaded. I usually don't respond to that. But he got me. I even started to tear up. And he was so genuine. He said, I will do whatever it takes. And the parents said, okay, maybe this is the breakthrough. And parents began to say, you know, there's some of the things that we need to work on. I kind of got my composure back, and we said, you know, let's start to talk about things that need to change. And he said, okay, I'm ready. I'm going to do whatever you want. And this young man dressed in kind of a very interesting manner, the big, big, huge, baggy pants that fell off his body. And his parents said, you know what? We really need you to take a look at how you dress. And the tears stopped instantaneously. He looked up and said, oh, no, I can't do that. He wasn't ready yet.
Yeah.
He wasn't ready to do whatever it takes. If you're really struggling in the area of sexual wholeness, and it's a huge struggle, I think all people struggle to some degree, but if we're out there, if we're talking about acting out on the internet or looking at images or engaging in inappropriate behavior by yourself, it's a serious problem. And if you're ready to do whatever it takes, then you're going to be ready to change those things, to have those conversations. I think once you start to change them, you need to describe, what do you want your life to look like? What do you want specifically your sexual wholeness to look like? And I'm going to encourage that you do that progressively. Mm. You say that, here's my baseline. Here's my baseline today. I'm going to stop this behavior today. For this next 3 months, here's my goal for my baseline behavior. This will be my sexual wholeness, my next step towards sexual wholeness. So I'll stop doing X, Y, and Z. But you write them out real specifically. I'll stop doing these behaviors. I'll replace them with these behaviors. Real clear. You write them down, and you bring people around you to hold you accountable. And you take the initiative with the accountability. Accountability isn't they chase you down and ask you the questions.
If you can't find me, you can't ask me.
That's right. Accountability is, I'm going to contact you and let you know how I'm doing in this area. Getting accountability people around you who will now hold you to your word. Yeah. This is the behavior that I desire to have. They're not going to shame you. They're not going to blame you. But they'll help you get into the solution on how to get there.
I think an important thing there is just because I write it down, just because I have three or four people around me to hold me accountable and I go to them, doesn't mean I won't fail.
Right.
I think the biggest hang up we get is that we fail because we failed every other time.
Right.
And we get shamed and we get embarrassed and we don't want to talk about it and we shade the truth. And before we know it, that accountability group is dualistic. It's just, you know, they're asking and you're not telling.
Right.
And stuff.
Given the generalized answer.
What do you do when you fail?
Yeah. I'm going to propose that it's, to coin a term, it's failing forward.
Failing forward. I like that.
Every time I slip, if I struggle in this area, I'm still ready to do whatever it takes. So if I describe my baseline behavior, and we'll say, for example, I won't look at images on the internet. That's my baseline behavior. And I do. And I come to you and I say, Brent, I looked at images on the internet. And you say, okay, what's next? What are you going to do? Well, why did it happen? I say, well, I don't know why it happened. I say, well, wait a minute. Didn't you have a plan in place? Didn't you say you were going to, the thing that you were going to put in place was that you weren't going to go on the internet alone or after 10 p.m. at night. How did you do with that? And I said, well, I went on after 10 p.m. at night. So we go back to, okay, now, did you stick with your original plan to keep that baseline behavior? Sometimes people do, and they still fall. So we say, okay, what's next? The illustration I use is, what if your kid was sick? What if your kid was sick and you take them to the doctor and the doctor gives them one medication and they don't get better right away? You don't stop. You take them back to the doctor and you say, okay, doc, this isn't better yet. What do we do now? And what we begin to do, instead of looking at it as failures, we say we're going to do progressive interventions. We're ready to do whatever it takes. So if that means your first step is, you know what, I have accountability to be on the computer. Okay, if that doesn't work, then I get some kind of a filtered provider. Well, if that doesn't work, then the next step is you say, you know what, I get rid of my computer.
Yeah.
You don't have to go there right away. A progressive, whatever it's going to take to get you there.
Yeah. And that's falling forward, failing forward, is very similar to what I was using, is you get back up, dust your knees off, and you get going again.
Right.
You know, the issue for me is that sometimes I think we use the failure to sort of hide behind that.
Right.
Well, I can't do it, so why try?
Right.
And for me, you know, I've had tremendous battles with people I've worked with. Well, how'd you do this week? I failed. Well, how many times? Five. Great. You failed seven last week.
Right.
You're getting better. I am not getting better. Yes, you are. You are getting better. You had the opportunity to fail 275 times.
Right.
And you only failed five, and the week before it was seven. what would happen if you failed four times next week?
Right.
Well, come on, quit being sarcastic with me, Doc. You know, you're making fun. No, I'm not. I'm dead serious about this. You are moving forward. God doesn't care how many times you fail. He cares about what you do about it.
The righteous man gets back up.
Yes.
And it's getting back up, moving forward, and evaluating. Okay, like you said, on days when there aren't struggles, what did you do right?
That's,
what did you do right on those days? And you know what? On days where there was a struggle, what did you do wrong?
That's right.
And what did you do wrong, and what did you do right?
So for this week, I want you to think about, you know, we've been focusing on all this stuff that's not comfortable. Focus on what are the, some of the things are that you've done right. I want you guys to think about what you're doing right this week. Talk to you next time.
Thank you for listening to this MemberCare Media presentation. We hope you found it helpful. Please explore the many other topics on this website. We invite your comments and your suggestions. This feature may not be reproduced without written permission.